the experiences in life or something like this, but if there's no knowing about seeing or hearing or hardness, then it's just an idea. It's not really any deep understanding of those realities. So then we have to hear more and more.
Especially when it's I who knows. No understanding of what we used to take for I from birth to death. Different realities, different namas, different rupa. So there must be very particular understanding of each, so that there can be the eradication of anusaya, kama raka anusaya and bhava raka anusaya, clinging to beings, clinging to sensuous object. Because for other level or other aspect of understanding, it cannot go deeply through the anusaya. And this is the way which can eradicate anusaya by developing understanding of realities which appear until there's no doubt, no understanding anymore of the arising and falling away of realities.
I still have some things about anusaya, latent tendencies, about feelings. It's not quite clear when there is the anusaya of aversion, and it takes the object of aversion, it conditions the akusala citta, the visdosa, to take the object, the unpleasant object. And there is also unpleasant feeling. And it is said that it is also those feelings. Are those the object, or just do the feelings take the object? It was not clear from the text.
That's why there should be the understanding step by step of everything, like the word anusaya. What is it? What does it mean, anusaya? Is it this moment, the like or dislike of things which is seen? No, that is not the anusaya. At the moment of birth consciousness, is there anusaya? If there is none, no kilesa can arise, because it's completely not there at all to generate the akusala. So what is anusaya? This should be cleared first. Anusaya, there are seven anusayas. They are with citta from moment to moment until lokuttara citta arises. Otherwise, nothing can eradicate anusaya at all. When one understands this, one can go on, understand what's there in the Tipitaka. Okay, no doubt about anusaya. Even at birth consciousness, at moment of kusala, at moment of all, everything. And when we talk about moment, which is not anusaya, it has to be a kusala which is generated from anusaya, or kusala moment, because avicca is there. So when we talk about feeling, isn't it generated by anusaya as well? For the pleasant object or for the unpleasant object?
Yes.
So we can understand the line which talks about feeling, that the feeling itself is not anusaya, but feeling is conditioned by anusaya.
Does it mean it takes feeling as object?
What takes feeling?
The akusala citta.
When one used to think about anusaya and object, one has to know that anusaya is the latent tendencies. It's not the arisen cetasika at all.
No, it conditions.
So it must be the arisen cetasika, not the anusaya.
Yeah.
But it does mean that there is no anusaya then, but don't mix. But there is, but it does not arise like lopa dosa.
Right. Yeah. Even with kusala citta, there's still the anusaya accumulated. Do you have anything about anusaya? No, the feeling it's more clear now. Because I was wondering about it in the text. Not so, they talk about the object and then about feeling, and I was mixing it all.
I think it's like Kunsuchin said the other day, I found it helpful with regard to the text, that the feeling is just an example, because the anusaya are in not just the citta, but the accompanying citta seekers, yes. such as feeling. So it's an example, yeah. but actually yes. not just feeling, but also yes. sanya, yeah. chaitana, all citta seekers.
Yeah, I find so, that also rather
so
difficult.
Feeling is just one example, yeah. one because yeah. we attach so much yeah. to feelings.
And then the text speaks about also kusala citta, but now it's more clear mm-hmm. that it, when there is the kusala citta, that is the meaning that there is still anusaya, yeah. is the mm-hmm. kusala citta. Yes. I understand better now. Yeah. Because the text is short, rather short.
Right. Yeah. Right. So it's like a shorthand for.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the firm foundation understanding is the most important thing. Yeah. Otherwise, you mix all dhamma. When you read here and there, mm-hmm. they do not conform. So yeah. you.
Did you have just a one meaning. To look at the text of the anusaya or.
I looked at the beginning. I haven't looked yeah, carefully. No. I need to look more carefully.
And one can say that as much as one's own limit to understand yeah, it, when yeah. it's correct, we yeah. know that we cannot have further things like said in Yamaka or Patthana about anusaya.
Yeah, yeah. But Lodrek says he finds the subject so important. He asked me whether I can write a little more in my own words about it, but it's not mm-hmm. easy.
But now one knows that it's the latent tendencies
yeah.
which follow each citta mm-hmm. until Lokuttara citta arises.
Yeah. Zita and I were having a little discussion about, well, it was related to that little discussion about opportunity and the meaning of opportunity, and we think, oh, you know, we've listened quite a lot to Dharma and we lead, you know, more or less quite good lives, so there are all these things that we wouldn't do or we wouldn't be capable. But Akunsu Chin was saying to me, like in that sutta in the Melinda Panya, that yes, the meaning of opportunity, okay, well, I can say I behave well, but if I didn't have a good husband, or if I was bribed enough, or if I was starving, or who knows what might be possible, because
if I'm angry enough,
well, because the anusaya, who knows the strength of anusaya, and what yeah. may be, anything may be possible
yeah.
Until more wisdom is developed, because the anusaya, like you say,
PSG, and that was what it was in relation to.
How anything is possible, and you know, people were saying they can't believe, oh, women can be so bad that they can do anything if there are the opportunities. Yeah. But we were saying we can understand, we can yeah. believe it, because yeah. when one gets to know one's tendencies better and understand more about how those anusaya are ready to arise at any moment,
yeah.
one knows that anything is possible. You know, one sees how the akusala arises when such little tests in life. So, yes, how about the really big tests?
Next life.
Right. Maybe in this life, okay, we may not do anything so extreme, but who knows about next life or what is possible. So then I think for me that's how I understand a little more about anusaya, yeah, because
yeah.
how anything can be conditioned yeah. at any moment yeah. and yeah. we don't know at all.
Yeah. Many texts were quoted about women who are so bad, and someone took
good
offense.
Reminder for women.
Well, that was the kind of the aspect of
yeah,
the discussion yesterday.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
very helpful for me.
Mm. Some people think that Buddha blamed women a lot. What is true is true. That's all. Mm.
Could you speak a little bit more about you said the next life, and so much of the time we take it as being my next life, and I think there's so much misunderstanding with people about reincarnation. We think that it's a person or an atta that's going to be reborn into the next life. I know for a long time that's what I thought.
And now?
Now I understand mm-hmm. more that there's no one that's reborn. It's only the citta that...
Vipaka, citta, and cetasika.
And which one?
Cetasika.
And cetasika
is
the... Can we say the word, maybe not even born, but conditioned, that they're now conditioned for the next citta,
the next life.
And the first moment of life is patisanti citta.
Mm-hmm. Yes. After that, loba.
I'm a little confused sometimes when I think of the Buddha's folk of some of his past lives. And
didn't he have any?
Well, that's what's a little bit confusing for me. Is
I think it was not. There was no one. It was his life. I think it's. People think it's like a now he's reincarnation of the someone who was before. So that's what always seems a little confusing to me. When he spoke of his
But when
life.
We understand the absolute reality is like citta, cetasika, and rupa, nobody at all, we can see the characteristic of citta, cetasika, and rupa, and then we call this group with different name in order to know which one or which groups
and
we mean.
And that's what he was doing. He was just saying it was that group of cittas, cetasika.
What was born? Mm-hmm. Citta, cetasika, rupa, mm-hmm. in the five khandhas flame. Mm-hmm.
No
matter you call it anything at all, mm-hmm. because even we don't use the word seeing, seeing sees, mm-hmm. no matter you call it seeing or what else, the same as patisanti citta, pavanga citta, we don't have to call them, but they arise, mm-hmm. perform their function.
I'd like to just touch back on Nina's question and just say a little bit more with the hope that maybe Ajahn might add a little more too about your concern about Lodovic. And I think that, as we know, as we discussed, really so often when we think we're so concerned about the other, you know, of course there's a lot of self-attachment coming in. And sometimes we may think, if the one who's dear to us is sick or passes away or something happens, how will we manage, what will we do? But I think with Dharma, we have no idea. We think, tomorrow or the next day we're going to have so much trouble because it's going to be a long bus ride, or I've had a bad night, or, you know, I have to cope on my own. But with Dharma, we think we may have some difficulty, but when there is kusala citta, there's no difficulty or problem, and everything is so unexpected in life. You have a bad night's sleep and then you may find you feel fresher in the day than any other day, or we have some loss, and I discussed this on the bus a little with Christine, sometimes one has some loss and then it may be the condition for more Dharma in one's life or more understanding to develop, because conditions are so unexpected, so one doesn't have to fear or be concerned about the future at all. You know, one can just help the others, you know, like one's husband or one's friends, as best one can, but no need to fear about the difficulty or loss, because the Dharma is the medicine that will help one and carry one through. Is there anything you can...
I think that you will be released from burdens.
by Dhamma,
Be released from burdens.
By the Dhamma, it's a relief.
No, I think she doesn't mean this. I think that she said you will be released from burdens.
Yes.
Because when we look after someone that we care so much about and there's so much attachment, actually it's a burden in our life, like our children or our husband, it's our burdens because of all the attachment we have. So by released it means I remember even when my father died, I was so attached, but actually when he died it's like a release also.
But if you would write that on internet,
it would
sound so sharp, or even when you say it sounds so sharp, you know.
Bitter medicine?
The bitter medicine,
The truth is the truth.
Yeah.
What about having less attachment, or have more and more attachment from this person to other persons?
Yeah.
On and on. Never stop, never end.
Yeah.
And like you said before, and this is how it's been, last life, previous life, every life, maybe we forget these people who are so dear to us now, like Jonathan and Nina and Kunsujin and our friends, and then next life develop more start again to build new friends and more burdens.
Clinging to new names.
Each other a short time, this lifetime.
But I would like Lodwijk to get something from this trip, and it seems that he didn't get much.
Nina, how are you going to make him?
You see that it depends on panya, or right understanding. We cannot force panya to go direct to this person, or that.
83, he told me, and even before that, he was a monk at the time of Padamadara, and then he disrobed in a long period of no connection. But he renewed his interest 11 years ago, but his wife started listening last year. She came on the last India trip, but
the last night too, it seemed. She was interested. But he has speakers, loudspeakers, in each room, even in the bathroom, he said. And he keeps on listening.
I think Lodovic is very interested, but I think everyone has their own way. We like a discussion. He prefers to just read and reflect quietly, or likes it when you give a little summary. So we don't have to kind of set any rule about how someone will reflect or consider, but definitely, like you can, and he pays respect in the holy places, and like his speeches about the benefit he has gained from listening to Ajahn.
The Mahabodhi in Saranath shows how
deeply
interested. But he says it's gone now, and it seems to go so quickly, and that he didn't learn much. And he has so much aversion about the bus and the discomfort and his ill health.
Begin again.
That's a good reminder,
All that aversion is gone.
Difficult for them to hear.
He doesn't have aversion for bitter medicine, but his ill health conditions his chittas. And nobody can control.
It's hard to listen to the Dhamma when you feel sore bones or sore neck or whatever.
If one does not forget the six doorways, one does mind what we call that disease with very severe name at all. Because pain is pain. It cannot be other thing. No matter it's just a cold or somewhere in the body. Just that.
I think it shows how much attachment we have to our bodies. When it's okay when it's out there.
And to the story.
And to the story.
Even more. Yes, but the doctor told him that the medicine he takes affects also his mentality, that he gets more impatient agitated but because of that medicine, and that's unfortunate. So what can we do?
I just heard from our friend about a lady who's so very confident in the teachings.
Yes.
She listened to Dhamma morning, evening, anytime she has, and she got the stroke. And the doctor and everyone thought that she might not be the same at all. But it's like a miracle by the understanding of teaching that she's so well exactly the same. See? So if we don't, no matter what happens,
it
can be. No, Khun Mo Kalayani, a dentist. In Bangkok.
Very good.
So if we accumulate more and more understanding, even in this life we would be in that situation, what about the next moment? Next life or what?
And so we don't know. We may have we may be so afraid of having a stroke, and there may be no change, or there may be a lot of changes, but one may not be able to speak, but one may still be able to listen to Dharma. But a lot depends on the attachment to the big story about it. As
One will be born a horse like Markandhaka. After that life, he was born in hell.
You mentioned you were referring just in passing the other day to how all cheetahs are pandara or clear, and really for me it's just a
a name or a word, I didn't really appreciate the significance of what you were saying about appreciating how all cheetahs are pandara. Would you say a little more?
All citta is pandara because we do not talk about cetasika which accompany citta at all.
Right.
It has to be